It's Midnight Caller with Rory Smith, and we're going to chat about the FA Cup semi-final. Not what happened on the pitch, however electrifying it was or it wasn't. Instead, a little bit off the pitch, there was the enormous Manchester City flag, which was obviously funny. It's allowed to be funny. It's allowed to be funny in and of itself that there was a host of seats that were covered by a Manchester City flag because Manchester City had been unable to sell the allocation. And the points were made after the fact that, you know, Manchester City couldn't sell the allocation in the way in which people have that argument. And then the point was made, well, actually, this is a football team that's played a lot of big games in the last 4 or 5 seasons, that has more big games to come this season, but that it also does not have an on-the-ground fan base that can get to all of these games. And I'm sort of fine with that, Rory. I'm quite happy with that being the rationale. But then, therefore, there's got to be conversations, I think, around what the worldwide supporter base of Manchester City actually looks like. Because I would argue Liverpool have a worldwide supporter base and that London is an enormous transportative hub, which is very easy to get in and out of from lots of places around the world, not just Liverpool and Manchester.
Yeah, I mean, so I think the first thing we have to say is that there are certain mitigating circumstances. One of them is the fact that there are lots and lots of big games for both these teams and that people don't have a sort of bottomless supply of money.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the whole train situation from the Northwest. I came down from Yorkshire, so it was actually quite easy. And I was slightly surprised how few people from Manchester and Liverpool had thought, do you know what? I bet there's loads of trains from Leeds. It's not that far. Maybe that's a sort of anti-Yorkshire thing. I don't know. Just they didn't want to accept that the transport connections are better on the other side of the Pennines. But anyway, so there are mitigating circumstances which made it, to an extent, unsurprising that at least one of the teams didn't sell out their allocation. And to be honest, part of me thinks that's where the conversation stops and starts with regard to that specific game. But you're right that there is this big kind of question mark of City's financial figures suggest that they have the best performing commercial department in English football and one of the best commercial departments in world football, which is based no doubt in part on the fact that they've had 10 incredibly successful years, and that leads to not just more fans, but it leads to more companies wanting to associate themselves with your excellence. I think you speak to people in that world, and this isn't devil's advocacy quite, but there is definitely a dynamism to Man City in the commercial sector, yeah, that they don't get credit for. So by all accounts, basically what happens with Liverpool and Manchester United in particular, when companies kind of approach them and say, would you like to partner? Their pitch is basically, we're Liverpool and Manchester United, you should give us some money and you can be associated with glory and success. And I don't know how true that is. I suspect it's a massive oversimplification, partly just because, like, you're not meant to kind of lionize them, but the people who work in commercial departments want to do their jobs well. They want to be good at what they do. I think City, because they have a startup air, have probably been a lot more dynamic in recent years. I also think that they're maybe coming in at a lower price point for a lot of commercial deals, which maybe appeals to certain types of company. And then the other thing we have to factor in, and whether you think this is sports washing or not, is kind of up to you, but I think it's the way it operates. There are companies who want to associate themselves with Man City so they can get a foot in the door in the UAE and with Abu Dhabi.